This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with the moving ceremony in London this morning.
Queen Elizabeth II left Buckingham Palace for the last time. Her coffin borne by a horse-drawn gun carriage and trailed by grieving family members during the short journey to the Houses of Parliament, where it will lie in state until the funeral early next week, with the royal standard and crown of state resting on top of the coffin and artillery firing salutes at one-minute intervals. The solemn procession is designed to underscore the Queen's 70 years as head of state, as the national mourning process shifts to the grand boulevards and historic landmarks of the capital. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Biden will attend the Queen's funeral on Monday. This morning, the Biden administration is working on trying to come up with a plan to keep essential goods moving if there's a nationwide railroad strike. That rail strike could happen at the end of this week. The AP's Julie Walker.
In anticipation of Friday's strike deadline, rail companies have already started to curtail shipments of hazardous materials and announced plans to stop hauling refrigerated products. Now, businesses that rely on those railroads to deliver their raw materials and finished products have started planning for the worst.
Many Americans have been struggling with those high prices at the grocery store, the gas pump, among other places. This morning, the Labor Department says inflation at the wholesale level jumped 8.7% in August from a year earlier. That's actually a slowdown from July, but still a painfully high level that suggests prices will keep spiking for months to come. And now some good news. Voting is open on which toys should go into the National Toy Hall of Fame this year. Finalists include Bingo and Pound Puppies. You can vote online. This is AP News. An Iowa teen who killed her accused rapist has been sentenced and ordered to pay the man's family. The AP's Jennifer King.
Piper Lewis describes herself as a survivor. She was a 15-year-old runaway in June of 2020 when she stabbed 37-year-old Zachary Brooks more than 30 times in a Des Moines apartment. On Tuesday, Lewis was sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to Brooks' family. She maintains that she was forced to have sex with Brooks several times and killed him in a fit of rage after he raped her yet again. Prosecutors have not disputed that she was a human trafficking victim who was sexually assaulted. After first being charged with first-degree murder, Lewis pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter and willful injury. Polk County District Judge David M. Porter said the restitution was mandatory under Iowa law, and that if Lewis violates any portion of her probation, she could be sent to prison to serve a 20-year term. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.